This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
Hi, we are here today with Kelly Hallman, Senior Associate in the Poverty, Youth, and Gender Program at the Population Council based in New York City. She presented today on her program in South Africa on our panel on addressing structural drivers for HIV risk, innovative programs linking economic empowerment for women and girls with HIV/AIDS. Thank you for joining us, Kelly. Can you tell us a little about your project in South Africa, what the title means, the general concept behind it?
The title of the project is Sayakanetsa, and in isiZulu, which is one of the 11 official languages of South Africa, that means building along with young people. And the project is designed to equip young people who are at high risk for HIV and AIDS, dropping out of school early, teen pregnancy, and also orphanhood, to really give them skills to access opportunities that are available in their environment, give them skills to avoid HIV, and also give them the skills and ability to deal with the impact of AIDS in their family and their community.
I know this study is still ongoing, but are there lessons you can pull from it already that you can use to inform future studies?
One of the big lessons that we have learned as we have prepared for the project and actually implemented the project is that HIV prevention is not only about sort of giving information about biological transmission and abstaining, you know, limit your number of sexual partners and use a condom. It's about much broader issues than that. It's about gender roles. It's about equipping young people with social skills, job training skills, skills to know how to access further education opportunities, also skills on how to deal with various leaders within their community, how to communicate with them, how to convey what the issues are with young people in their community. So yeah, it's more than just a narrow sort of health education approach. It's more of a holistic capabilities enhancing approach.
Okay. A lot of the talk today was about women, girls, gender. How can these same lessons also be extended to fathers and boys to bring together health for the entire family?
Mm-hmm. So the Sayakanetsa program actually works with both boys and girls. Many of, as you said, the HIV prevention programs for global health priorities focus on women and girls, and obviously that's very important because women and girls make up the bulk of HIV infections in the sub-Saharan African continent. However, we all know that sexual behavior and health issues in general are a problem for everyone. And so we wanted to work with both girls and boys together so that boys can see examples of girls learning and girls being powerful. And also girls can begin to recognize and appreciate the pressures that boys face from culture, from other boys, from elders in their community, and really to help both of them try and break down some of those stereotypes that they have about the other gender and really just start to appreciate what the vulnerabilities and the pressures are for, you know, the opposite side and really start to communicate.
Our final panel today talked about policy priorities for a woman-centered approach in the Global Health Initiative. What kind of policy change do you think you need to see to make sustainable change on the ground with adjusting gender norms as well as improving HIV outcomes?
In terms of policy change, I think that for health initiatives and health programs, we really need to have, as I mentioned previously, more than just a narrow health focus. It needs to work in along with existing programs and structures that look at economic empowerment, that look at education, try to bring all those things together because they all affect each other. And it's not only in a sort of theoretical pie in the sky sense, but when you look at a young person's everyday life, a lot of those economic vulnerabilities, a lot of those social inequalities, a lot of those cultural factors, they really impact upon health and sexual behaviors very directly. And so if you're trying to improve health, you cannot really just work on health issues alone. So yeah, the comprehensive, holistic, multi-sectoral, et cetera, integrated approach is really one that really needs to be focused on.
Great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the linkages between gender, AIDS, and development, please visit www.smartglobalhealth.org.